As is the right of people to pull consent agenda items for further discussion, the entire consent agenda has been pulled today. Items 502.
Extend grant agreements by 1 year and provide additional grant funding not to exceed $350,000 in aggregate with 7 organizations providing services to youth in partnership with Portland Parks and Recreation.
Who pulled this item?
Joe Walsh did.
Mr. Walsh is not here, and as is the tradition, items that are pulled from the consent agenda are read after the regular agenda, and that is so that we can have staff come to attend. He is not here. Colleagues, any further questions? Commissioner Fritz?
I'm happy to give a one-minute summary.
If you would like.
As the council will remember, Portland Parks and Recreation gave a presentation on the TEEN program the expansion of the TEEN program by previous mayor Charlie Hales, and the following organizations have received pass-through money from the TEEN program to implement the programs at the community center: Portland Opportunities Industrialization Center, Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization, Latino Network, Native American Youth and Family Center, Boys and Girls Club of Portland Metropolitan Area, Self-Enhancement Inc., and Reaching and Empowering All People, or REAP Inc. The grant agreements are set to expire June 18th, and Parks would like to extend the mechanism or process of providing funding. We'd like to extend the grant agreement, the current grant agreement, until June 2019 to allow time to create an equitable and financially sustainable process.
Very. Any further public testimony?
No sign-up.
Any further questions? This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Item 503, please.
Pay property damage claim of Niet Lee in the sum of $25,514 involving the Portland Police Bureau.
Who pulled this item?
Joe pulled all these items.
Is there any further public testimony on this item? Call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye.